Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Self-Care Talk with Alma. This is Alma, and I hope everyone is having a wonderful night or morning, wherever you are, and your day is filled with peace. So, I may be sounding stuffy because I just got done praying, and let me tell you, prayer works, okay? Prayer works. So today I want to talk about praying, right? It was laid on my heart because I have been stubborn. Oh Lord, I have been stubborn. What is up with human beings and being stubborn? Oh, stubborn with my prayer life. Stubborn with my reading the Bible. Stubborn with my relationship with God. I let another relationship take over that. And I'm a Christian. I will be the first, and I hope not the last, to admit I am not a perfect Christian. I am not trying to be. I am not trying to be a perfect Christian because I am not. I am not perfect. What makes me perfect is my faith that Jesus Christ died to save me. He died to save me from my sins. So I will take this thing and I'll tell you. It's not easy for Christians to admit that they're not perfect. In fact, we do, and let me speak for myself. I don't know about you. We will do anything to seem perfect when we are even covering up our own sin. But yet, we are the loudest to judge somebody from sinning or going wayward. Thank God they are not our God. They are not Jesus Christ, and they are not our judge in the final days of earth. Okay? So today I'm going to do a little bit of venting, right? Free flow. Are we talking about prayer? But before we even talk about prayer, we have to talk about the shame that comes with when we turn wayward, right? The shame when we messed up. The guilt when we do something so terrible. Whether it's lying, it's cheating, it's adultery, fornication, whatever. Hey, I'll be the first to admit I've done it all. You know, I wrote a book. It's called From Brokenness to Righteousness, right? And I changed the title to Restored from Brokenness. Brokenness, because people got the title messed up for some reason. So it's on Amazon. It's called Restored from Brokenness. And this was a 3-year of me writing my testimony about what God did in my life when I was at a place where I was truly, truly broken. And I was so stubborn with writing this book, right? When it would be released and all of these things, I kept procrastinating. But through the process, after I finished the book and I published it, through that process, I got to understand, wow, just because you publish a book, just because you were led by the Holy Spirit at that time, does not make you all done with Christianity. Does not make you perfect. Right? Does not make you I'm there, you know, the attitude of being there, that ego, right? And I had the attitude like, oh, I'm it because I wrote a book and this book is great, and you know, it's my testimony of how God used me, got us in my life, and I am all set. Girl, let me be the first to say that is when the battle begins. I'll repeat, that is when the battle begins, because I fell wayward. I went backwards. It's like I took 2 steps forward and I took 10 backwards. And there's this quote that you keep repeating what you do not learn. I'm gonna say that again. You keep repeating what you do not learn. So in this process, when I went back wayward, when I went back, what is it, in a relationship that I knew I was not supposed to be in, right? And it turned out bad, thinking like, oh, I had all figured out, which I didn't. We all think we do. We don't. It's filled with lies. It's filled with hope. You end up depressed. You end up anxious. You end up isolated, lonely, trying your best to feel loved by people on earth. By the imperfect people on earth. That's what we are all doing. Trying to be loved unconditionally, flawlessly by people on earth. But they can't do that because they are not God. As long as these people are living on earth, they are not perfect. They are chaotic. They are unforgiving. They go after their heart desire. They will step over you to get what they want. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong. This is not a hate speech. But anyways, back to repeating what we do not learn. So when I found myself at a place where it's like, oh, wow, I thought I had it all figured out. Clearly, I didn't. What did I do wrong? And let me tell you, the people around me who found out that I went wayward, oh Lord, they did not make my life easy. They let me know. They exposed me. They shared my business out there. Talk about friends. Who were friends? They were calling me a witch, the devil, all kinds of things. These were people that I thought had my back. So I went into this deep depression. Okay. Deep depression, deep anger, deep isolation. I knocked everything from social media and cried and did all that messy things that comes with breakup and, you know, people betraying you and people talking, spreading more rumors than they're supposed to spread and all your dirty laundry being aired. It wasn't the first dirty laundry being aired. Second, probably, that became popular. Right, the first one was my testimony. When my dirty laundry kind of came out, was my testimony in the book that I wrote. Okay, and this second one was after the book. That's when I thought that I was it, but clearly I had not figured it out yet. Because as soon as I walked away from God, knowing that I didn't have any issues, was when the issue found me. Okay, so then I had to go back to God and be like, you're right. The relationship with God, our Christianity, never comes to an end. It is never over. Nobody's ever close to being perfect. Okay? And even when we think we're close to, John the Baptist was what God says, that this man is close to being perfect, right? And God even used kids as close to being perfect, right? So when we think we are close to being perfect, just know that you are not even nowhere near John the Baptist to even be close to Jesus Christ. I know I'm preaching today, but this is my faith, and I want to reach out to people who are silently suffering from feeling that they can't go to God because they messed up somewhere in their life. They feel ashamed. So today is praying, letting go of that guilt, and going close to God. So back to my story. I did not learn that process, and I had to learn something. So God pointed out to, hey, you thought you had it all figured out? You didn't. You always need me. There's a verse in the Bible that says that Jesus Christ is the branch, and when we cut away from the tree branch, we die. Just like the fall leaves, right? When they fall down from the branches, they die. So he told me, you need to learn this lesson. And I had to reevaluate myself. What is wrong with me? Then to sit there and blame people, I had to kind of step back and be like, nope, I can't blame no one for my mistakes. I can only look at myself. What can I work on myself? So the year 2020, as chaotic as it's been a lot of self-improvement, reflection, identifying what needs to be done. Rather than going like, there's nothing wrong with me, everybody messed up, everybody did this, everybody did that. That's not going to help no one. That's going to make me even more egotistic and not reflective on what I have done wrong in my life and what needs correction. Every day needs correction. So I was listening to Pastor Warren, Rick Warren. He is my favorite teacher. He is so great. Go listen to him on YouTube. He has many videos. He just teaches ways that you are able to get closer to God. He was talking about letting go of hurt. The people that have hurt you, situation that has hurt you, and all that. And he said, one, you have to take it all away and give it to God, right? But usually when people say give it to God, we're like, well, yeah, how do we give it to God? And that's by praying. Praying. So when you are ready to pray, come close to God from, let's say you went, you did a mistake or whatever, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling down, whatever hurt that is going through. You don't have to, just be in a quiet space, that's all I say, right? Where you can have your little moment to pray and just have a conversation with God and just say, God, this is the hurt. Take it. This is my pain. Take it. Replace it with grace. Replace it with love. Replace it with kindness, with peace. And take all this bitterness, all this anger, all this frustration, all this anxiety, all this depression. Take it all away because I no longer want it. I am weak without you. You are my strength. And I need your strength each and every day. That's a prayer that I did before coming to this podcast. And I just felt the more I was telling God all the mistakes that I did, the people that hurt me, and tell him to take it, the lighter I became. It was like this huge heaviness lifted off my shoulder. And I'm like, why was I running from prayer? Why? And that's what the devil does, the enemy does, right? To guilt trip us. Oh, God doesn't love you. Because people do it, right? People will say to you, oh, you're not messed up now. You should be ashamed of yourself, right? Our friends, people around us say these things, right? Oh, you are not perfect. I guess not. And then they make us feel bad, not knowing that spiritually is making us feel shameful and feeling that God doesn't love us. But let me tell you, God loves you. He sent his son on the cross to die for your sins. I know I'm preaching, but this is my faith. This is what I believe in. If you don't, that's fine. You can listen to my other podcasts, right? But I have to share this because this is a big part of me that I cannot deny, okay? So wherever you are, whatever you've been through, whatever you have done, whatever people have done to you, let it all go by coming to a praying pose, a praying area, and telling God, here it is, let go. I know that I can't do it by myself. So here it is. I want to receive your will. I want to receive your grace, your love, your healing, your peace, and your understanding, your kindness, Father Lord, to deal with this world. And let me guarantee you're going to feel so much lighter. And as I was doing this prayer tonight, oh, I feel so much lighter. The tears is gone. And I just realized I need to do this every day. Right, I think I have it under control, just like I was telling you, but I don't. And I need to be mindful every day to pray for God's strength, because this strength feels good, right? So I am sharing this today, therapeutic or not, Christian counseling or not, here it is, as raw as you can imagine. Get back to your prayer life. And if you don't have a praying life, start. Okay. Thank you guys for coming on today. And I hope that you start back praying and reading the Bible and listening to sermon, because how this world is going, you need God. God's peace, God's understanding. And even if you don't understand it, that's okay. Be under his wings to protect you. I thank you, all of you on the line. I am praying for each and every one of you. God's strength, reach wherever you are. God's love, reach wherever you are. His understanding, his mercy, reach wherever you are. And whatever you're done, there's nothing you have done that will stop him from loving you. Just remember that. Have a good night.